This thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zalma the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because the show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, blue whales, raccoons, rats, any other mammals, birds, frogs, fish, snakes, slugs, or geckos. You want to know why blue whales are endangered? It's not just about the whaling hunting thing, you see. Letting them be hunted almost to extinction was God's way of punishing them for failing to do their part to rid the world of geckos. They all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zalma the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zalmo, the effervescent. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zalma the Destroyer. If not, you are a loser. You can catch yourself up at my website, ZalmaTheDestroyer.com, I guess. Ew. Cold breeze going on today. Last few days, actually. Goddamn chimps have obviously been offending the sun god, and he's trying to send a warning for them to repent. But they're too stupid, being chimps and all, so instead of repenting their sins and coming back to worship the sun god as they should, they're buying sweaters and getting all excited over pumpkin spice bullshit. Anyways, they'll get their comeuppance sooner or later. Oh yeah, Georgie went over to Vancouver Island on Wednesday, speaking of whales and stuff. Well, I don't know if she saw blue whales. Might have been killer whales. I don't know. A bunch of stupid mammal crap mammals in the water bullshit. Anyways, point is, Iggy had blessed peace and quiet all day. Except for when Grandma came over to give me lunch, but, you know, she left soon enough. Oh, and then later, Iguana invited Mr. Heidel to come over and fetch me treats out of the fridge, which he did, because he doesn't know Georgie's treat rules and he doesn't care. He's a good person, you know, as far as people go. Anyways, for some reason, he was asking a lot of questions about Georgie's stuff. You know, he wanted to know her bra size and whatnot, I guess, because Iguana was ranting about that horrible trip to the lingerie store. I think I mentioned it the other week. You know, where Georgie bought that disgusting see-through nighty where you could probably see her mammal bits through it. I mean, I'm assuming. I had my eyes shut and my hands covering my shut eyes to be double sure I didn't see no disgusting mammal bits, but... you know, I could see on the rack before she went into the fitting room. It was pretty see-through. Ew, gross. Anyways, Iguana was ranting about that, so I guess that's why he got curious. And, you know, he kept asking. He said, I don't know. Why don't you go upstairs and have a look? You know, go look through Georgie's room. Anyways, so he disappeared for a while Iggy watched the TV in peace and quiet. Later, when he came back down, Iggy asked him if he would like to buy a pair of Georgie's disgusting used panties for a mere $37, which is a $13 discount from what I normally charge online. But, you know, Mr. Heidel's a friend, so I give him the family price. Anyways, well, not really family. Obviously, none of my family want disgusting mammal chimp panties, but you know what I mean. Anyways, point is, it didn't matter because Mr. Heidel's too damn cheap.
I ain't paying for panties. I don't wear them. I don't pay for them. If I wanted any damn panties, there's always some slut at the bar taking hers off, leaving them on the beer taps while she goes to get plowed in the can by some dude she just met.
Okay. So what you're saying is, don't touch the beer taps. They have whore vag cooties.
Yeah, pretty much.
Anyway, so, Oh, yeah, next day, Georgie was yapping at me about privacy and boundaries. I guess Mr. Heidel left her lingerie drawer a mess or something. She could figure out someone was up to something in there. Whatever, Georgie. You don't want the neighbors rummaging through your lingerie drawer? Well, then you know make Iggy go lingerie shopping with you. Ugh. What else? Oh, yeah, Georgie, you know, she was over on the island. Who the hell wants to go on an island? You have to go on the ferry. Which is stupid enough if you're a human, but, you know, they don't let us superior creatures above the vehicle decks, you know. We're not allowed to be wandering around on the ferry, so, you know, if the ship goes down, we go down to the bottom of the cold, cold sea with the goddamn boat. The humans get rescued. Screw the ferries, I'm boycotting. Anyways, point is, so Georgie went on the ferry over there to see some dumb artsy fartsy crapola over on the island. I know this, even though I was trying to not know anything about a trip, but I knew it because she wouldn't shut up about it all day Friday when technical support monkey came over to paint with her. Blah, 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 collage, blah, 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 gallery, blah, 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 teapots, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Anyways, she apparently spent an hour hanging out at one of them galleries listening to some dude blather on about Chinese kitsch teapots shaped like all sorts of different things, cars and shoes and bananas. Sounds stupid, but anyways. So that's one of Georgie. That's the sort of thing Georgie finds fascinating. Explains a lot, doesn't it? Anyways, she didn't like it too much when Iggy asked her if they had any teapots shaped like chimps. Anyways, Iguana will say this, though. You know, about them painting together. I'm on a technical support monkey. Far better painter than Georgie. Yeah. Her paintings have things iguanas actually like in them. You know, like trees and the sun. And she even has a few tropical scenes that remind me of home. And I says, you know, hey, Georgie, when are you going to paint a nice picture like this one technical support monkey made? I'm not a landscape painter, Zamo. Well, maybe you should take a class or something so you can improve your skills and become one. The technical support monkey piped up and said, that's not very nice, Zamo. Georgie likes painting abstracts. Iguana doesn't care what Georgie likes, chimp. Iguana cares about what makes good art. Cue Georgie chimping out about how Iguana supposedly doesn't know good art, blah, blah, gallery, blah, 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 customers and commissions, blah, 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 bullshit, delusion, etc. Her and her imaginary customers, like anyone would ever buy a giant canvas with pink swirls on it, which is the sort of crap Georgie always paints. Anyways, even Iguana, however, and I don't like buying human art, and I don't like parting with Iguana's money. But even I would buy one of Technical Support Monkey's pictures. In fact, I told her I'd give her an entire dollar for her big tropical beach scene picture. Well, Georgie tries to butt in. Zamo, that picture is worth a couple hundred at least. The canvas alone is $20. Not my problem, and mind your own damn business, Georgie. Anyways, technical support monkey agreed to my price. I mean, she said something to Georgie about, well, you know, I'm not ready to actually start selling them anyways. Like, I gave a picture to my brother the other day, so if someone wants it, like, yeah. A dollar. I will buy it for a dollar. That's it. Point is, technical support monkey agreed to my price. I think Georgie's just jealous that technical support monkey turned out to be a better painter than her and got a sale. Anyways, oh yeah, Iguana almost forgot. This is episode 100. Sorta. You see, a while back, technical support monkey, she may be okay at painting tropical beach scenes, but she can't do math. No. So anyways, technical support monkey got all bad at math. And so episode 15 got mislabeled as episode 16 because Chimpette thought the World of Zamo lecture, you know, on world history, you know, basically telling the young monkeys things that apparently nobody teaches them in monkey school. Like God was drunk when he made humans and their horrible mistake and abomination against, you know, all that is good and righteous in the world. Anyways, you know, I was doing my part to try and help university students here in Vancouver. Anyways, technical support monkey thought that lecture counted as episode 15. Moral of the story is don't delegate things to inferior creatures. They just can't handle it. Anyways, whatever. We'll run with it. Too late to fix things now. Oh, yeah. So anyways, Hoppy, you know, my frog slave Hoppy, he got all excited about episode 100 because, you know, he can't count that high. But he has sort of heard that 100 is a big, important number. So he was out proselytizing at the pond to my other frog disciples.
The Messiah done a miracle. Messiah done made the internet 100 times over, yup.
Hoppy doesn't really understand the concept of a podcast, and at this point, Iguana's tired of trying to explain it to him for the 50,000th time, so I just let him think whatever it is he thinks, to the extent he ever thinks at all. But, you know, it leaves more time for me to nap and slap monkeys around. You know how it is. Anyways, speaking of slapping monkeys around, I gotta do some of that later. Get back at Georgie for interrupting my business transaction. And, but first I gotta have another nap. So, that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zoma the Destroyer. And as I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes and punish them severely, you have the neighbor go through their stuff. And then you can go to my website, ZomaTheDestroyer.com, grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Anyways, talk to you eggs next week for what will actually be the 100th episode, but we'll call it 101 because technical support monkeys are retard. Anyways, talk to you next week. Bye.